75,000 Virginians paid the tax after it took effect in July. Bill opponents said repealing the $64 per vehicle tax would subtract dollars from the state's highway maintenance and operating fund, and it would need to be replaced. Senator John Watkins argued to the Senate that hybrid owners should help pay for road wear and tear.
Here's the reason we shouldn't vote for it. I don't care what kind of vehicle it is that you have. If you take up space on the roads of the Commonwealth of Virginia, then you owe part of the fare.
But Senator Adam Ebbins had a different view.
Sure, these hybrids take up space on the roads, and they pay for that space. They all pay the gasoline tax.
Governor McAuliffe also weighed in as he spoke with reporters.
If it comes through the House and the Senate, sure, I'd sign up.
The bill passed on a vote of 35-3 and now heads to the House, where a committee just approved a similar measure. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.